Welcome to episode 322 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me fill you in on what this show is like. It's a lot like going to E3 as Sony. You know, that old tale. For years, press showed up to your booth, your conferences, had a ton of fun. You know, you put on these big shows and show all these exclusives, and everyone's wowed. And then E3 invites the fans. And then you're just all like, nah, you leave us out in the cold. No games, no PS5, nothing. That's why Xbox is going to win the next console generation, assholes. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who didn't go to E3, but they did.
Yep, I'm live from Los Angeles, California. It's me, Doug.
Hey, what's going on? I was able to recreate my setup here in Los Angeles, California, and I am Kevin.
That's right. We are actually in the same studio, but we brought our own backgrounds. We're actually in front of green screens. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. But
yeah, it's fake.
Yeah, if I walked just 20 feet that way, I would reach Kev.
That's true. But, see, I could touch him too.
Yeah. I mean, it's like 20 feet away, so I don't actually have to be in the same room as, like, I'm in the same room as him, but I don't have to be in the same room as him.
Doug, high five.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, God damn it. He always leaves me hanging.
And he always will. Gentlemen, how is E3? Can you give us a live report?
A lot of rain.
It's been
a lot of
traffic.
It's been a lot of traffic. Yeah.
Sunny the entire time.
You know, 8-Bit didn't, splurge for the hotel anywhere near the convention center. So we've had to, Uber it to the various theaters and convention center here in L.A. And it's taken us 3 hours to get there because, you know, that 405 just backs the fuck up.
Yeah, we stayed at a bed and breakfast where this weird, creepy dude just kept checking on us every 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
It's really weird. I think he was just trying to see us naked. He'd just break in and go, "Oh, I didn't know you guys were here," even though we rented it months in advance.
And then sometimes you'd like go, you know, because it's like a shared, you know, bathroom sort of situation, you know. You take a shower, you return to your room, and he'd be standing in the corner with he's got one of those like ugly, like hairless cats. Yes. He just stands in the corner and just pets it.
So Dr. Evil.
I can see how you can see that. But then he stands there and you walk in, he's like, "Oh, Mom, I'm sorry. I didn't know you was here." And you're like, "I passed you on the way. You told me where the towels were."
Yeah. You gave me the towel. You gave me the soap.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Evil with a comb over. It's really weird.
Yeah. And he wears like sweater vests with like bow ties.
Mm-hmm. All times of the night. Like when he breaks in every 15 minutes, like it's the same. I don't think he sleeps. It's really weird. So that's our E3 experience so far.
No, it's because we haven't spent a whole lot of time at E3 because we spent a lot of time in traffic. About 6 hours of the day in traffic.
Huh. Well, I mean, I got great rates for you guys at the Hotel 8.
No, 8, eh?
Yeah. Well.
Well, next year I'll upgrade you. Maybe I'll get you about four miles away instead of 18.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
I'm trying. Let's see here.
So Queen Shutterbug subscribed to tier 1 for 6 months in a row. Thanks, Queen Shutterbug.
Yeah, and we got a raid from River City Gamer Squad.
What up, homies? What's up, Link's crew?
What's up, other podcasters?
You guys are awesome. I meant to join you guys in your movie the other night, but I got sick.
Well, then what's the fucking point of telling them now, Kev?
Because to tell them why I didn't show up. I said I was going to be there.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have known that you were even supposed to be there.
Oh. Well, spoiler alert.
Hey, Kev.
Hi.
So we got Shutterbug who subscribed. You're not going to welcome them with our signature line.
Yeah, sure. Make the sick guy do it.
That's, you have the most. You have the most phlegm.
Not really.
It sounds the most juicy.
Oh.
Your mouth sounds nice and moist.
No, you had to use the M word.
Your mouth is like a fresh baked bread.
That's not moist at all.
like a brownie.
Yeah, like a molten, like a molten brownie from Chili's.
With some of the ice cream on top, and it melts and it makes it all moist.
Oddly specific.
Sometimes you put a candle in it and blow it.
While it's in your mouth?
Out.
Blow it out?
Yeah. Dot, dot, dot.
We started our show a little bit later tonight because of E3. Mm-hmm. So if we seem a little crazy, it's because we're tired.
That is true.
We're about 2 hours behind.
We are. So who knows how long this will last. But let's dedicate it to E3, shall we? The news that came out of it. I mean, it is E3 week and it's almost over. Like, all we've got left is Nintendo, right?
This is just day one, though.
Okay, but no, it's day two.
No, yesterday was day zero.
It's like day four. This shit started Saturday.
E3 officially starts on Monday.
Yeah, but everyone starts before that.
Replaying my voice to me.
That's just really cool. Day three.
The big one had its conference already. And then Sony just was like, nah. And then Nintendo is like, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So
I think it's like 9 or 11.
But all the other game companies have already released all their info and shit, like all the big ones. So might as well. I mean, we could. Nintendo's got what? They're going to show off Luigi's Mansion 3.
Cool.
They're going to show off Nintendo Party Run 5.
X-Men,
yeah.
Or whatever it's called.
No, it's Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Mm-hmm. Ultimate Alliance 3, thank you. But it'll have the X-Men in it. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Oh, we did watch it, Link, and that's why we're late. We had to watch the Square Enix.
Yeah, it was a bunch of
garbage
stuff leading up to Avengers.
Yeah, we just wanted to watch Avengers, and then...
Yeah. Oh. And everyone else did, too. Then Square Enix knew that, so they basically made everyone wait until the end of their conference, which was an hour and a half.
You know what's messed up about that? Is the fact that it took away from the Avengers trailer and all that stuff because I was so bored and tired by the time it hit that I wasn't... Like, the hype train left the station and didn't pick me back up.
Okay. Yeah. Give it a grade. Yeah. Square Enix.
Down.
Yeah.
Boo.
Fuck
boo. Boo.
Right.
So there was like two things that I cared about.
It's like a 1.5 out of 5.
Yeah. And I only sort of care about Final Fantasy VII.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I care about it because it's Final Fantasy VII, but I also don't care about it because it's Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, it's like we've heard that story already. I mean, it's cool seeing it get wrapped up in a tiny, pretty new package, but yeah, we already know the story.
Yeah. So... let's see. Okay, let's start with some news before we score the Microsoft, because that's the biggie, right? And we'll score a few people, Ubisoft and all that.
Yeah, it is.
The Division is getting its own film, courtesy of Netflix.
Cool.
Netflix is...
Yeah, it's going to have Jessica Chastain and someone else in it.
Oh, it's...
Fucking Bob Mysterio. Fila.
Nope.
The guy who's playing Mysterio in Far From Home.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Couldn't go with like Donnie Darko or something.
Because that was the first movie I thought of right now, because that's the most it's most relevant right now.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming out in less than a month.
What is?
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Far From Home, man. Yeah. That's in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. July 3rd or 4th.
3rd.
Yeah. This week is Men in Black.
Yeah.
International.
Which
basically is just Thor and Valkyrie on their own adventure.
Yeah. Fine. I mean, yeah. But you know what? This may test the waters, like, of the, okay, how will this movie, how will they, you know, with a movie of their own?
Mm-hmm.
I guess exactly what Ragnarok was, but I guess maybe we need to do it again.
Yeah, but it was more of an introduction to Valkyrie, and you don't really see her that much in the film, you know, because she's kind of on her own thing.
You see her even less in.
Yeah.
Good game. Sorry. True. Sorry for the yawn. Jesus.
You make me yawn now.
God, you jerks.
Kev?
I won't fall for your tricks.
Let's see. There is... Doug, how do you say his last name? Mr. Robert...
Redford.
McEnally? Any?
Dude, he said it in a way that I would have never have guessed that you pronounced it. Yeah. Matt... I was always called him Mac. Rob... He's like Mick... Elhenny or something like that.
Mick Elhenny.
Yeah, I swear he said it in a way that was like, that is not how I would have pronounced that name.
Really?
But whatever.
Rob yeah. Meckin. Oh, you're talking about fucking Mac from Mac. It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, that's why in the chat I was like, Mac! Mac came out on stage.
Meckelhenny? That's
and he, and he came out to the It's Always Sunny theme song. Yes. So that's our plan. I was like, that's weird because it is a free to use song. It is a song that you can go get and use in any of your stuff. Yeah, it's royalty free. Because they were trying to do their show for under $100 or whatever when they made it originally, their first pilot episode. So that's the song they chose. And so he came out to that, and I was like, before he actually walked out, I was like, okay, did someone just get lazy and just choose a royalty-free song? Or, oh, shit, it's Mac.
I was hoping they'd be like, all right, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia video game.
Game.
Please. Oh Danny God. DeVito in a video game.
Yeah, I was looking forward to being able to call D either dumb bitch and or bird.
Yeah, let's turn it into insult simulator. You just sit at the bar and insult each other all day. I would love that.
D, you dumb bitch. You dumb bird.
And then if you try to insult Frank, he'll just pull his gun on you. Mm-hmm. Have his pocket sausages.
All these references I don't get. I'm sorry.
There's a whole chapter of the game trying to figure out who pooped the bed.
Yes! Inconclusive.
And Artemis shows up. Yep.
Jer's glass. Just
you have got to watch this show. If you're ever like, man, I do not understand Doug's humor. I've known him for 7 fucking years. I do not get it. I don't understand it. Go watch the show and you'll be like,
you will understand Doug's dark ass fucking
humor. Oh my God. I totally understand it now.
I get the humor. I've tried to watch the show. It's too dark for me. It's too negative.
It's because they're a bunch of assholes, but it's fun watching them.
It's so assholes. Fucking funny. Oh, it's so funny.
So, any Hoozles, he's there.
He's got a thing.
And he's going to make a TV comedy series about video game developers, which I'm all for because we're about to lose the
Silicon Valley.
Yeah, Silicon Valley. And so that's a sad thing. So I'm willing to see another one here. And I'm surprised that Ubisoft just didn't come out and say welcome to Ubisoft Films or Entertainment. Like, seems like they're getting into that game,
especially with the announcement of doing the Division movie, and they did the Assassin's Creed movie too. Like, they were behind that as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting that they're not all. Yeah, I 100% agree. And I also thought it was interesting that the show was going to Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, that's
a weird pick.
Yeah, I will say it's got a great cast. It's got a great cast alongside him. It's got Danny Pudi.
Yeah.
From Community or Powerless.
Powerless was the, yeah.
You know, the DC show, which so good. And then it's got, I don't know the actor's name off the top of my head, but he plays Rickety Cricket on It's Always Sunny, and I'm super pumped for that.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's married to,
Deschanel.
Yeah, the other Deschanel.
The other Deschanel.
From Bones.
Emily Deschanel, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, her that older sister, hilarious. Zoe's older sister. Yeah, they're married, which is so weird to me when I see him. It's Sunny, and you see her on Bones, because it's like, yeah, what is wrong with your family? Because like, Cricket is the most fucked up.
He starts character. Off so pure. He's literally a priest in the first season,
and he is soon a homeless, drug addict, prostitute, like nasty boy.
I feel bad because okay, we gotta stop talking about It's Always Sunny. It's too far.
So lost.
But he's in the show, and it's fun to see, like, you know, Rob pull people, or I just want to keep calling him Mac. So it's like Mac pull people from Sunny to all these other shows and stuff. It's
they're funny.
I wonder who else we're gonna see.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see what's her name?
His wife.
Yeah, she's
Lauren Olson. Mm-hmm. I think it's Lauren. Oof, I don't know, something Olson. Anywho's.
Caitlin Olson.
Yes, that's it.
There's a Halo TV series also in the works, and they're claiming that they want it to be the this fucking headline.
This quote:
Game of Thrones without the incest. Well, I'm out. Out.
Yeah.
All I wanted to see was Master Chief's getting it on.
With Sister Chief.
Mm-hmm. Or with Master Chief. or with his twin.
That's Sister Twin.
Sister Twins. I'm so Sister awkward.
So those are the news that came out of E3 as far as movies and TV shows. So that's interesting. The first thing that kind of hit with E3 that kind of kicked things off was Google. A few days before E3, they came out with the news that they are launching Stadia this November. And for $130, you can get a Founders Edition that includes a Google Chromecast, a controller, 3 months of game time. It's $9.99 a month. It grants you access to Google's library at up to 4K resolution, 60 frames per second, with HDR and 5.1 surround sound. With Ubisoft announcing their Ubisoft Pass Plus, or whatever they're calling it, it kind of we didn't know if you were going to have to purchase your own games through Stadia after you paid $9.99 a month. They're pretty much confirming that with the pass being on Stadia, because otherwise, why would it be there? Unless you had to purchase the game. So for $9.99 a month, it gives you access to purchase the games and stream them. And while it's kind of a crazy thought for me, and I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. It could be an option for a lot of people. And I do see this. Kev made a comment that I wanted to throw a chair at his face, because he was like, look at everyone jumping on the streaming bandwagon. But this is the future of the technology, the gaming, industry. The streaming will be where it's at. All these companies are investing hundreds of millions and billions of dollars into this this format, because they know that this is the future. I mean, look at id. They announced Orion, which is supposed to help with latency and everything. You got Microsoft that announced their streaming platform, and now and Google obviously with theirs. So really interesting time.
Well, and Orion thing, that whole thing didn't even sound like it was its own streaming platform. It was just like, this is supposed to just help streaming platforms. And like, you could be using Stadia and it'll help with your latency. And it's like, what the fuck is this product? What is it?
It's just the framework for developers. And it's kind of like building an engine that for devs to use. I mean, they saw the future and they were like, well, here it is. Like, we are... we're going to be at the forefront of this, and so let's try this again. So, and Queen Shutterbug in the chat is right. They've tried it before, but the thing that's killed everything is the latency. It's always been too high for people to have a one-to-one experience with the controller input to the server. And Google says that they've solved it, or Ryan says that they've solved it. And, whether it remains to be seen if it's successful or not. But I do think that this is a look into the future.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but it was looking. So all this stuff started in 2010 with OnLive. OnLive was the first to do it. And like I said, they failed. GameStop would be in a much better position right now had they stuck with theirs. They purchased a streaming service around that time period, and they were looking to come out with their own streaming service, but it fell through because, once again, GameStop upper management just shot themselves in the foot. But they could have, and now they're going bankrupt. I mean, it's funny, but like, people have been trying this since 2010, but now, like you said, with the improvements of internet and now we have faster speeds in more rural areas, I think it's a little easier to achieve. But it's been going since 2010. So almost 10 years now they've been trying to do this shit.
The problem is going to be the ISPs, right? Because like, you have Comcast, who caps you at a terabyte a month. And they said that if you want to get 4K, Stadia is going to it's going to use a terabyte of data every 65 hours of gaming. So that's
the breaks.
That's the tough part. Are we going to have some relief from ISPs to allow people to stream like this? Are we going to see actual bandwidth in rural places and being, I mean, we've talked about it a few times on the show that, you know, we just don't see these kind of country towns have fast internet.
On a side note, this goes back to politics. This is why we need to support net neutrality because all of this bottlenecking shit and all that stuff. So if you're a gamer and you still say net neutrality is not necessary, you're full of shit.
It's,
if you're a human being and you say net neutrality is not something to worry about, you're full of shit.
Well, right now they're also saying that like to have a lot of the stuff, you only need 10 down, like 10
megabytes. They were saying 12 megabytes down. And I think 1.5 up.
Yeah. Which is nothing. Most internet providers provide more than that now. A lot of places are going to fiber or fiber like things, whether it be AT&T now provides fiber, Spectrum Charter now has fiber, Google fiber, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just in the chat again. Chuck Queen says, they can have the best ish around, but until residential homes can handle it and afford the equipment to use it, it's a pipe dream. Well, that, and I will argue, well, yes, you may have places out in, you know, podunk country that don't have that sort of internet connection, most likely. You know, that's not their market per se. You know, they're looking at people that are living in, you know, larger parts of the United States that have really good coverage now. And yeah, you're looking at, you know, what they say, $130 for this founders pack thing that comes with a controller and the Chromecast to be able to stream it. That's not that $130. What is that in comparison to a gaming PC or a console, you know? And yeah, you're paying $9.99 a month, but at the same time, like you're not buying the game, you know, in some cases you're not buying the games.
Yeah.
Cause I'm sure they'll have a library. I'm sure they'll have free games. And, I'm sure they'll give out games.
And look
so at, I don't know. I would say with the improvement of internet speeds all across the country, even if they're not ideal, because we are behind, which is duh. But if they're saying, if Google's saying you only need this,
well, it's going to be, it's, it, they're saying it's 20 megabytes down for 1080p, 35 for 4K, and 10 megabytes for 720p. Still not bad for all three of those. And then we're also, don't forget, we also have, who was it? The Elon Musk, who is planning on launching very fast broadband internet with low-flying satellites across the country and the world. So,
and my point about fiber, so I see there's people in chat, well, fiber's not everywhere. Well, fiber would give you like 10 times, 100 times the amount that you actually need. Like, that's what I'm saying. They're, the speeds that they're requiring aren't unheard of. And most of the times, those aren't even speeds that, like, because for the longest time, AT&T only gave you 6 down. Like, they don't even do that shit anymore. I don't think that's even an option anymore. I think the slowest they have is now 40 down.
Cool.
And,
good.
And yeah, and that's still more than enough. Like, that's the point, is that like most internet providers are providing way more speed than you need to do this. And my point about fiber is just that like that's where we're moving. Like, we are moving to these stupid speeds that you're never gonna like utilize all of it. The problem is what Jared was saying earlier, is the data caps. AT&T has a data cap on their stuff. Charter does not. Just depends on, you know, what's available in your area. But
yeah,
can you imagine, you know, we don't know much about xCloud, but can you imagine a $20 a month fee, right, gets you access to the cloud, their streaming service, and then it also, they include the Xbox Live Ultimate in with that, and you have all those games streaming directly to whatever device you want.
That's awesome. I mean, that's our future.
No,
I mean,
downloads, that's, no, just instant access. I mean, that's, it's incredible to think that that is achievable and will happen. So
it's going to be iTunes for gaming, Spotify for gaming. I mean, that's really what we're, that's our end game here. I would even, even Netflix for gaming. I mean, obviously, but it's, I mean, that is our future, and that's going to be in within, as we could tell, I mean, with all these announcements and now that everyone's jumping on board, it's going to be like,
and, you know, we,
within the next year or two.
And we as people, you know, even me and, you know, we all want to fight it because we're just like, it's new. It's, it doesn't seem like it's going to work. People will say like, I want my own computer. I want to build it. I want, you know, I can build a powerful rig. But then when it starts to happen, like me, I was very much against streaming music because I was like, I have my collection. I manage it, blah, blah, blah. And then the convenience happened and like the instant access happened. And I was like, oh, this is much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's that part of me that's like, well, I want to be able to play offline. Like, you know, that's, you know, I still understand that being a huge thing. Like, I don't want to or whatever. But at the same time, like, when do I ever play anything when I'm not online? Mm-hmm. Like, I rarely play anything when if I'm not streaming it.
And I think that's the, you know, Queen Shutterbug is providing some great feedback in the chat. But also, I think you're looking at it from a kind of a cone right now. You know, you're saying that it's only as fast as the slowest point in the people. But like Doug said earlier, you've got so many cities where the majority of people are living, and that's where the bandwidth is. And yes, you have small towns and stuff. Eventually, it'll get there. But they're looking to grab the hundreds of millions of people that live in these big cities all across the USA. And, you know, that's all they have to aim for right now. And that's the people that'll sign on and sign up. And, you know, you'll still have your consoles. You'll still have your computers for the next 10 years. I mean, that's they're not going away, as you can see with Xbox announcing Project Scarlet. But they are laying the foundation for what is to take over.
So. Yeah, I don't know. You said we're fighting it, but I'm not. I mean, even I hit the convenience level.
Maybe not the three of us. You know, maybe yeah. You know it's. But I. But
there are folks society, that still want to buy physical.
Yeah, as a society, you know, we tend to have a hard time letting go of.
Oh yeah.
You know. Yeah, that's another thing. Like you, whether four. Plus years ago, five plus years ago, whenever it was, when Xbox originally came out, and they were like, "Yo, no, we're gonna do all of our shit digital. We're no more CD drives. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not gonna need any of the disc drives anymore. It's gonna be all mm-hmm. you're gonna download it from our shit." And people were like, "Fuck that," you know. Like, and yet, I promise you, the next Xbox, there will probably be a version that does not have a disc drive in it.
And I will buy it.
Well, that's yeah, the same. I'll go back to that point too. Like 4 years or six, it was 6 years
it
was ago.
6 years ago, it launched in 2012.
So 6 years ago,
Christmas of 2012.
They announced all of that stuff, and they saw where the puck was. Right, I mean, they saw where the puck was going, not where it was, and they were already there, but people weren't on board, and they were just like, no, this sucks, blah 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 blah. 6 years later, 90% of games are purchased digitally. Like. It's totally flipped, and then people were like, "Oh, I get it now."
Well, it was half people and half corporations, because like I've talked about this before, GameStop and these other like Best Buys and all that, they forced Microsoft's hand to make a physical system with physical discs, because otherwise it's going to cut into their business. They make no money off of console sales. They make all of their money off of games and accessories. Without games, I mean, you'll still need the accessories, but without games, you've got nothing. And nobody wanted to jump on the digital bandwagon 6-7 years ago, because nobody knew where that front. It was a different frontier. And that's the thing, is our technology is moving so fast now. What seemed impossible 2 or 3 years ago is now like the norm now. Mm-hmm. And that's where
I'm literally looking at my games right now, trying to figure out what was the last one I physically bought.
I tried. Yeah. The only physical games I buy are on Switch anymore.
Because I don't even do that. I don't even do that.
Yeah, I think that may have actually been the last physical game that I bought was Super Mario Odyssey last June when I got my Switch for Father's Day. This may have been the because I got Zelda digitally, mm-hmm. but I got this like a physical copy because I had a like gift card for Target or something, and I was like, I'll just go use that.
Yeah,
well, but yeah, I'm looking at all my Xbox One games. And I mean, I guess I've got some PS4 games, but still, that's 2 years. That's 2+ years ago. So, mm-hmm.
Have you beaten Odyssey yet?
No.
Oh, come on, man! It's so good.
It is so good. At least beat the first 8 worlds or whatever, because there's like after you collect enough.
I'm on moves. The candy. I'm on the candy world.
I don't know. I beat it when it first came out. I played the hell out of
candy. It's a shitty world.
I feel like you're just sampling me at this point.
Yeah. The ending was so good, and it was it just huge smile on my face. So I want you to finish it. With that, Xbox has announced Project Scarlet, as we discussed. It's on par with PS5. I mean, they both look mm-hmm. like they're both going to be powerhouses with 8K visuals. Frame rates up to 120 frames per second. You know, both will have SSDs and fast load times, and essentially a computer in a shell. I mean, you know.
I think they're still both using
AMD.
AMD cards too.
Yeah, they said something about AMD. They're talking about how like their goal is to like get rid of the loading screens.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They made a big deal about that. Was like, when you get in an elevator and you know the elevator's fake because you know that the game is loading, mm-hmm. you know, stuff behind, you know, behind the scenes, like, like we want to get rid of that.
Yeah,
we want to get rid of that like unneeded wait for the world to load. Which, I mean, there's times when it feels like that. Like the fact that like Spider-Man, you can literally go all over the island of Manhattan. Oh, and that motherfucker is huge.
The only time that you load is when you go indoors, and that's pretty quick too.
Yeah, or you ride the subway to do the fast travel. Well, that's just fast traveling. So like, I expect something there, and I always appreciate the loading screens, even if it is in game and you're in the middle of like a sequence or something, and it does kind of put you like on this quote unquote fake elevator sort of thing. Like I remember Kev when you were playing Resident Evil 2, mm-hmm. and there's that scene where you're on the elevator. And you fight a guy for a little bit, and then like there's still like the elevator ride. It was still like,
oh yeah,
like ambient and creepy. And you know that like that whole time it's probably just you finish the fight, it was just loading the next section.
And plus, I was just waiting for some other stuff to fall on me.
Yeah, there's times when if it is interactive in a way, if they use those like moments for interaction or cut scenes or like whatever, like conversations and stuff to move the story, so you don't actually notice too much, you know. I appreciate it, but I also get what they're trying to do, like this whole like, yeah, well, you go inside a building, you go inside the fucking building, and you don't have to look at a little splash screen with a tip of how to do something that you've been playing, you've put 45 hours in this game. Here, hey, did you know that if you hold the triangle button you'll swing faster?
God, think of a world where GTA doesn't have load times.
Man,
you two would actually play it.
Listen, honestly though, I didn't know that until I watched that load screen, so I used it.
What, how to swing faster?
I'm just kidding. I know.
They tell you every single fucking chance they get.
I'm pretty excited about the Xbox stuff. I don't think it matters to us that much. I know Kev will probably be in on buying one regardless, but, you know, we have PCs, and they've made a promise that... there's going to be seamless interaction between the two. Both are releasing. I mean, they're releasing all their first party titles on PC.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if they're releasing all their first party titles on PC, there's no reason for me personally to get one because I've got a more powerful system.
You're still going to get one because then they're going to release Red Dead Redemption 2 on the Xbox Scarlet, and it's going to have upgraded visuals, and you're going to have to play it.
Mm-hmm. But you can, if it's on the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, you can just play on your PC.
If it comes out on there.
Okay. Also, real quick, for you're talking about him getting it because it's going to be whatever. It made me think of like, oh, they're going to add, it's going to be Xbox exclusive content, and how absolutely pissed off I was
when it was PlayStation.
It was, yeah. Did we lose Jer?
No, I'm here.
Oh, you were just like staring down so intently. I thought you fucking froze. The Marvel game that was like on PlayStation 4, exclusive content for Marvel. It's Marvel's Avengers or whatever.
It's going to be Spider-Man.
Like motherfuckers. It's exactly what it's going to be. I was thinking like it's going to be something stupid like, and check out our awesome theme. Like that's what
you guys
think.
I would love that, but then again, it's Sony, so
yeah,
they're kind of being dicks about this whole thing. Yeah, it's gonna be Spider-Man, but I hated what they did with Destiny. Why Sony always had these exclusives, and now they're doing the same thing with this game. This game is like a Destiny / Anthem type game.
Is it though? Like, I mean,
that's what it seems like.
It seems like it, but we haven't seen gameplay yet, so I'm very interested. Like, we just saw a little action.
They showed gameplay.
There was one scene
where they were showing Iron Man flipping looked straight out of Anthem.
I know, but like I want to see actual like I want to see them play through a level with co-op, and I want to
I want to see like 15 minutes of playthrough.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a demo out. Hopefully, someone records it.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. I thought I was really hoping that we were past that point of games getting their console specific exclusives. Shit like that is weak as fuck, mm-hmm. and all that does is drive like the division between people and their console and it's just stupid. Like, we should be past this stuff. The people that need to get stuff are the people that are the early, the people that do the pre-orders and stuff. I get that, because if you want to drop the money early, sure, why not get it to get the extra shit. But the Xbox versus PlayStation versus PC, it's dumb. It's outdated. Let's fucking move past it, please.
Yep, archaic.
Xbox also announced the new Xbox Elite Wireless Controller Series 2 and promises up to 40 hours per charge, which is pretty dope.
I've audibly said bullshit when I saw that too. I was like, oh, bullshit.
Well, they've got the internal battery on it now.
And 40 hours of charge is a hard thing to believe.
Well, I mean,
I would love to see it happen, but I'm not going to pay $180 for it.
This is a great looking controller. It's $179. I once purchased the Elite controller, but it wasn't for me because my hands started sweating with the rubber grips, mm-hmm. like profusely, and I was like, ew. I just like the classic plastic.
I like the hard plastic. What can I say? I'm a hard boy.
You give me a hard plastic boy. I mean, wait. So we already talked a little bit about it. You guys know that the Xbox Game Pass has, you know, the Ultimate has been announced for $14.99 a month. You get Xbox Live and you get the Game Pass included with that at the $14.99. And then they went ahead and announced the Xbox Game Pass PC, which you can, for $1, you can join the beta right now and get access to about 50 games are on there, 30 to 50 games, somewhere around there, including Metro. So there's our Metro Exodus, so the newest one, and mm-hmm. Tomb Raider. They've got some great stuff. Gears 4 is on there, and 5, or no, 4, just 4 is on there.
Yeah, 5's coming next year, I think, or later this year.
But any game that Xbox releases will be on their Game Pass along with the PC, and which, you know what game really excited me? And I'm not even a flight sim guy, but Microsoft Flight Sim, I was like, oh, wow. Like, it's free because it's on the Game Pass. I will buy that. So
yeah. That's funny too, because, you know, Jamie, when people in Discord, he's training to be a real pilot and he plays the original Flight Simulator all the time, so I know he was losing his shit when he saw it.
So, and I've been waiting to see the reaction of the Flight Sim guy on YouTube over the announcement, the one that I share with you guys all the time. I can't wait to see the mischief he causes in that game. That's going to be so much fun.
Well, it's crazy because it's like, oh, look, they're flying over, like, you know, Africa, the African plains, and like, oh, shit, there's like some giraffes and stuff. Like, I would be the person to be like, I'm going to land here in this field.
Can I get out?
Can I get out? Are they going to, is that lion going to attack me? Like, I'm that person. Like, I want to see, like, all right, well, let's see what else you got. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's not going to be like a, that sort of simulator where it's like, oh, get out of the plane, go start, now you're in a survival game in the middle of the Sahara, have fun. But like, that's what I wanted.
It turns into Cabela's Dangerous Hunts or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, I want to land this thing. Let me land this thing. I want to get out and I want to go look at those giraffes that you've put in this game for
teased
me. Yeah,
yeah. I didn't get to see the trailer for that. I gotta look that up, but I was excited just because it's been probably a decade since there's been a flight simulator game. Like, they just keep rehashing the same one.
Who's banging bottles together?
It's that dude from the Warriors. He's like clanking three bottles and he's like, No, it's probably Ox being an asshole on the other side of the door. He's got like a bone, so it keeps dropping it on the ground.
Well, you know what to do about that.
Mm-hmm.
Time to regulate?
Yeah. Yes, Kev. So that Game Pass is incredible. If you get in on the PC one now, it's going to be $9.99, but you can actually get it for $4.99 a month if you're a founder of the beta, you know, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Also your account stacks. If you convert your account from a normal Xbox Live account, like I had Xbox Live and I had some Game Pass months. My Game Pass was set to expire at like the beginning of 2020. And my Xbox Live, I think, had like 8 months left. What they did was with $1, they converted my account and they stacked all of those months together. So basically, I've got Xbox Live, Game Pass, and Game Pass PC until 2021. So that is pretty fucking cool.
Shit, I'm gonna go do that then. I'm gonna go buy an Xbox Live thing for $40, buy like a month of Game Pass for
$10,
and then upgrade it with the $1.
It's stackable up to 3 years.
I was gonna do that, but for the PC, but you guys have Xboxes, so it makes more sense to do that. For me, it was just gonna be $60 a year anyways if I'm paying $5 a month. So I was just like, all right.
I'm not saving anything. I still actively use my Xbox. So yeah, I mean, for me perfectly, it works out. So
yeah. Because the ultimate, there is no like year subscription thing for Ultimate yet.
I think it's when it does get announced, I think it's going to be $99.
Because right now it's just like, hey, get this for 1 month for $1. And that's why I haven't done it yet. Cause it's like, well, it's still in beta right now. Plus there's not necessarily anything on there that I want right this second, but that's such a good deal. And I don't want to spend $15 a month on it because I already spend $15 a month on other services that I do use.
Are you still with EA Access or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Premiere. Yeah.
Because I don't need it for Battlefront, but I am still using it for Titanfall whenever I play that. And then Star Wars is coming out later in this year, so I know I'm going to use it for that. But there's those things. It's like, man, I should. I've been looking for a way to like do this, but to get more than just a month out of it, because I know like the first month is going to be like the growing pains of it. And while it's only $1, that's not bad. It's like, by the time it's over, I don't want to spend $15 for, you know, like, I wish they had like a, like, hey, this week only like buy a year pass for, you know,
now are you $12? So are you going to do it for your Xbox as well? Is that why you're gonna jump on the Ultimate thing too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like if I can get it for like $60, just $60 down or ish, you know, for the, again, the $45 or whatever it is for the year long gold pass. Mm-hmm. And then the throw on, because you can get just like a month of the Game Pass. Not the gold, not games with gold, whatever it's called, or not games with gold, live gold. Like, yeah, then I'll do that if it expands all that to a year for all of it. If that's what it did for Kev.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It was nice. It was a good deal.
We mentioned it earlier, but Ubisoft has also unveiled their own subscription service for the PC and for Stadia. It's called Uplay Plus, and for $14.99 a month, you can get all of their games, their entire library, over 100 plus games are included in that. And then anything that comes out, any new game that comes out, will be included in that as well. So,
and like EA Premier, it's going to be the ultimate editions of them, or the gold editions, I guess, is their like standard.
Yeah, which is not a bad deal. Obviously, these game companies have realized that a subscription-based model will earn them more money than people actually buying a $60 game, it seems.
Well, I think it raises all the games, you know, as opposed to just one game doing really well and one game tanking. This makes it evens out everyone, I think, for them. And especially Ubisoft, they've got way better games than EA does as far as their story-based games and stuff that I want to actually subscribe to. So I easily signed up. If you sign up today, you get the first month free when it launches in September. So that's pretty cool. I would rather do, I would, if I wasn't already canceled with EA, I mean, I already am canceled with EA, but I would just move the money over to Ubisoft. I like what they have to offer and what they're going, like we already talked about, we're going to play Division 2 when that happens. So we can finally get together and play it.
Well, the Division's free like the 13th through the 16th or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we can play it then too.
Let's beat it in 3 days. Go.
Beat it in 3 days. We can do it.
No sleep.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. Ubisoft is a. I already own so many of their games, whether it be, you know, Division, Watch Dogs, Assassin's Creed, the South Park games, all that stuff. Like that may be the studio that I own the most games from, and like, if I didn't already own these games, I would probably consider this because it is such a fucking good deal. Because, I mean, if you're like, man, I played the old Assassin's Creed game, you know, Assassin's Creed 1 and 2 back on the 360. I haven't touched it since. I really enjoyed those games. Good fucking news. Like, literally $14, you can go play all of them. And that's that alone. If you love that game series, like, fuck, that's awesome.
You know, 10 years ago, if you would have told MMO me who paid $14.99 a month just for to have access to an MMO. That for 10 years from now, you would for $15 you'd have over 100 games for the same price. It would have blown my mind. I'm like, you fucking liar. Like,
you whine piece of shit. Get out of here, demon. From the you whine to me saying you're from the future.
And then if you told me 5 years ago that you could be like, hey, for you know that $60 you keep spending every other paycheck for games? You could pay $60 a month and get four gaming services with over like 600 games in the libraries. And you just do that and play. Satan, you're here again? Oh, it's incredible. Satan. It's incredible. Right now, you can, for what, $30, $45 a month, if you were to subscribe to all the streaming services, all the game services, you got EA, you've got Ubisoft now,
they're the only two that's committed.
Well, those two, but then also you can sign up for, they've got the monthly, the Microsoft one, which is still really cheap for Game Pass. Just those three alone. And then, you got services like COG. They do a monthly thing, don't they? So, I mean, there's just so many options now that that this is going. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's a good time to be a gamer, I would say.
Mm-hmm. The final news that I have from Xbox is probably the biggest news that they came out with. Is they are creating a new brand of body wash called the Xbox Lynx. So you can lift your game. That's the quote. And it's being put out by Axe's parent company. And now you can smell like an Xbox. I swear to God, if it smelled like the new electronics, I'd so buy it. Wear it. Oh.
Check me out, baby. I smell like a new laptop.
And it would get you. It'd get you somewhere.
It looks so bad. It looks like I feel like the press release would be read on Munch Squad, but they would do like a special, you know, just for soap. Because the fact that like this seems like something The Onion would have came out with, like, or Hard Times, you know, it just doesn't seem real. But here we are, 2019.
Lynx Xbox is a fresh scent of pulsing green citrus featuring top notes of kaffir, lime, winter lemon, aromatic herbal middle notes of mint and sage, and woody bottom notes of some other thing in clear wood.
You sound like an asshole who's like swashing wine around in his mouth, like swishing it in the
containing a range of natural essential oils.
That is what it says. It's a word he skipped. Was patchouli.
Yeah. No, I know, but that's fucking terrible. That's a terrible smell. Why would anyone want to like willingly smell like patchouli? That isn't a fucking hippie.
The Xbox. Yeah,
it's a very old man smell.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Like 1960s. Like, oh man, I smell like patchouli.
When I was growing up, if somebody came up to me smelling like patchouli, they were trying to get me to save the world. Like, they were trying to get me to sign up to, like, donate $20 a month to, like, save the fucking whales.
Hey, man, you want to save the whales, bro?
Is that patchouli?
I know you're going to say no, but let me stop you.
I got it. Listen, I just got to do this. I'm just going to pay. This is what pays my rent. It's got to go and ask. But you want to save the whales?
You want to save the whales, bro?
You don't want to save the whales, but...
But they're like, you know, the elephants of the sea.
Oh, patchouli.
So let's go over what game that you saw and was announced or that you saw was the most exciting for you. Doug?
The 13-minute gameplay video of Jedi Fallen Order was dope as fuck. It was alpha, so it was a little rough around some of the edges.
Like the Wookiees.
A lot of the skin texture and stuff.
Oh my god. Colin
the
walked
cutscenes
in.
Was terrible.
Colin walked in and saw the Wookiee and he goes, "Is that that looks like the monkey from Jumanji?" And I was like, "Oh my god, it does."
Yeah. Yeah, very, very flat, very flat on the cinematic stuff. I when we first see Saul Guerrera in at the very beginning of that like playthrough, mm-hmm. I remember thinking that on him too. I was like, it looks like this is graphics from like 5 years ago, but it's again, it's alpha footage, so it means nothing. It literally, what we saw means nothing except they were just showing off like gameplay mechanics. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sure we'll do a mission on Kashyyyk to save Wookiees because they had Saw Gerrera record a line about saving Wookiees on Kashyyyk, so that I feel like that's a thing because it sounded like Forrest Whitaker. I don't know if it is, but it fucking sounded like him. But it was cool to see the gameplay mechanics were very much Titanfall meets Uncharted meets it was crazy because it was like force powers and there was the climbing and the like kind of solving puzzles sort of stuff using the force. Like, oh, there's a bridge, or this could be a bridge. If I stop this thing, let me use the force to freeze that in place and then run across the bridge sort of thing. That was some really cool shit.
It says he's portrayed by Forrest Whitaker. So, I mean, like, I think it's confirmed. Like, it's okay, really cool. His likeness and voice.
Nice.
Cool.
So that was probably the most exciting thing I saw. There were some really dope like uses of the force in that. We saw like him kind of do some like a force like pause sort of thing that like Kylo Ren does in Force Awakens and Last Jedi and stuff, where it's just kind of like, and energy bolt you just fired at me, I'm gonna just hold that in place. I'm just gonna pull you to me, and I'm gonna put you in front of the bolt that you just shot. That shit was dope. So that's one of the things I was definitely most excited.
It was awesome. Mine was that. So it started out with that, and then the cyberpunk happened, and I was like, oh my God, with Keanu Reeves. But you guys already know what hit me the most. It was Phantasy Star Online 2. When that, I tweeted it, and I told you guys, I said, I've never had a video game trailer make me tear up, but this one did. It was the first time, and Ashley came in and was like, are you okay? Like, and I was like, oh my God, they're actually doing it.
And then she was like, wow, I'm married, bitch, and walked out of the room, right?
Damn.
This is not me commenting on you. This is me just guessing on what she actually said, knowing her.
She said you're so cute
and then walked away.
I didn't cry, which can be interpreted
as
what was the tone? Listen, those are the words she said. It's not the tone she used.
No, she supports it because she instantly came back and she was like, like, is that available for pre-order yet? Because you should pre-order it. And I go, no, it's free to play. And she goes, oh, okay.
For a second she was like,
she low-key working GameStop now.
But Phantasy Star, if anybody didn't know, I soaked so many hours into Phantasy Star Online with the Dreamcast. Phantasy Star Online 2 was announced 7 years ago, or came out 7 years ago in Japan. It's been talked about every goddamn year about coming over to the West. It's never been done. They won't do it. And then finally, you know, I thought that Sony would have done this, but Microsoft reached into their bag of tricks, got with Sega, and just was like,
yeah, they probably bought them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bought a lot.
And they're bringing it to the Xbox One and the PC here in the North America. I lost my damn mind. That I could not believe. I was hoping for Fable 4, and I got Phantasy Star Online 2, which just.
I was in the same boat. I was screaming. So, it's just nice to know that, because me and you both play Dreamcast so much, and it's awesome to see that it's finally fucking making it here. I don't know what the localization, why it took so long, but at least it's coming, and it's still not coming to like 2020.
Yeah, it's not coming 2020. So still, in the meantime,
to know that at least it's coming.
In the meantime, I'm downloading the Japanese version, and the whole team did a localization of it.
You're gonna learn how to play. You're gonna learn how to read and speak Japanese real quick.
You have no idea. Yeah. Kev, sorry. I was lost. What was that? What was your favorite announcement? Like, what game?
My favorite. Phantasy Star was a surprise to me because once again, I was like you, that it was even coming to the States. So that was a pleasant surprise going into it. I knew we were going to see more Cyberpunk, but I was really excited by that trailer. I thought it was great. if I had to pick a favorite though for E3, I don't know. So far,
Doom Eternal.
Doom Eternal was big. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. Wolfenstein, man. I'm really excited for Wolfenstein Youngblood. And it got me so excited. I started playing Wolfenstein 2 again today. And that game has not lost its luster at all, dude. It's so much fun.
Kev.
But I'm really looking forward to that.
Kev.
Hi.
You're playing all these other games.
I'll be playing all of them.
Have you fucking played that hour of God of War like I fucking told you to 3 weeks ago?
Oh, I'm sorry. This Windows update is messing with my audio. I can't hear Doug all of a sudden.
So have you even played God of War yet?
Yeah, I'm like a good third to half of the way through it.
There's some games I won't finish. And you know, probably Odyssey is one of them. There's games, you know, the last Tomb Raider I'm really struggling to get through because it's not as good as the first two.
It's sadly true.
But there's some games that I will absolutely 100% finish because goddamn, it's such a great story and it's you can't miss it. One of them is God of War, and I can't believe you that you're sitting here on it this long.
You know what? The thing that's throwing me, I'm getting very overwhelmed in that game by like the side missions, the side stuff. So when like put you in the
Are
boat
you
and they're like, just go there.
Fucking kidding me, Kev.
That's what's holding me back.
There are no side missions in this game.
It's like one main story.
There are maybe two side missions where one of the dwarves is like, yo, I can't do anything until you go get this thing for me. And you go do that quick little thing to get that thing for
okay.
And you take it back and that's it.
But there's different portals to open and there's different things to do, like challenges and stuff. And I get caught in those challenges.
Fuck the challenges. Don't worry about it. Finish the fucking story, dude. Yeah.
Come on.
That's my issue.
No, this is by no means a CD Projekt Red game. There is not 40,000 hours worth of fucking content to do.
Preach.
It is a 30-hour story, if that. And goddamn, it's so good. You just need to fucking finish the thing.
Yeah.
If the dwarf dude, if Sindri can't make you a fucking axe, fuck it. You don't need it. Like it's a side quest. Mm-hmm. And there's literally two of them. There's not a lot.
Kev, have you beaten Spider-Man yet?
I platinumed it.
Have you beaten
DLC.
Uncharted 4 yet?
There are more side quests and
I beat Uncharted before you
Spider-Man.
Doug, have you beat Uncharted?
No, there is more side quests.
There you go.
And stuff
Doug,
to do.
You play Uncharted.
Hey, Doug.
Jerry, you fucking play, what was the other one? Fucking Wolfenstein. You never even played any of Wolfenstein.
I've beaten it.
Both.
Both.
All
you
three
know
of them?
This. You know this, Kev. I streamed it.
I don't remember the stream.
All right, hold that thought. Doug.
You stream so much, it's hard to keep up.
Hey, Doug, you know, there's some games that I'll never beat. Odyssey
One of them for me. I'll get to it eventually.
That's even easier. It's a linear fucking path.
Oh my God, so is God of War, Kev.
No, it's not. It is not fucking linear.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. That game might as well be a rail shooting game, motherfucker. There's nowhere to go.
You get on those shitty fucking boats, and then he's like,
yeah, you get on that boat in one fucking area that is a giant fucking circle. There is nowhere to go but around that lake.
And then I see Kevin, he's just like, oh, look, there's a little ledge over there. I'm going to get lost there for an hour.
Gotta turn the game off now because there's too much stuff to do.
Fuck yeah, dude. I get overwhelmed with that game.
Oh, my God. There literally is more more side quests and things to do in Spider-Man than there is in God of War.
Yeah, but the Spider-Man makes it fun.
Oh,
I said it.
You didn't.
Spider-Man makes it fun. Spider-Man was amazing. I had no problem.
Fuck off. I'm out.
And Doug is gone. Do you feel good about yourself now, Kev?
I mean, it's a rare moment, so I guess I should celebrate.
I mean, kind of should, I guess, you know.
It's not.
It's not often that you can get under Doug's skin, and you've managed to do it.
I'll take it. I absolutely loved every single thing about Spider-Man, though. I had the most fun playing that game. Like, I just slid back into frame. Man. Yeah.
Unintentional, but win. So both of you have homework.
What are you missing? Let's dig up your dirt.
Find something.
Red Dead Redemption.
Yes.
Okay. We're both waiting
both
for PC.
Both of you are fucking guilty on that shit.
We're both waiting for PC.
My problem with Red Dead Redemption is like I sit down and I go, do I want to spend 8 hours on one quest? No. Do I have time to do an 8-hour quest? I sure don't.
Listen, it took me 3 years to beat GTA 5. And that was, I bought it. No, sorry. Like 7 years. I bought it on the PS3. Never beat it. Then I bought it on the PS4. Never beat it. Then I finally bought it on the PC, and then I beat it there. So,
and then he finished the game.
Yeah, honest to God, that's part of the reason why I've been holding off on finishing Red Dead, is because I know that I'm sure at some point within the next year it's going to come to PC, and there's that part of me that's like, I know by the scope and size of this game, like I will not play it again. Like, you know what I mean? Once I beat it. I will probably go back to finish and tie some side missions up, but aside from that, I'm not going to do this from point A to point B again, because it's a fucking lot. It is a lot, which is not bad, but it's just like, and so there's the part of me that doesn't want to get too far into the game, because if it comes to PC, I'm going to have a hard time doing all of this again. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of at a standstill because it keeps being rumored that it's coming like next year. And I just want to wait, you know, like I just want to wait. If they definitively come out and say this is never coming to PC, then I will boot it up and I'll finish it. But like until then, I'm kind of on a standstill on it. But for you, Kev, God of War is never coming to PC, so fucking finish it.
And no, I've got no problems like graphically. If it came to PC, I mean, honestly, that game is as good as it gets on PS4. As far as like, if you have a PS4 Pro, it runs 60 frames and it looks absolutely gorgeous. I have no complaints on that game at all graphically. Like I said, I just get overwhelmed with the stuff and I play a little at a time, but I'm not playing enough to finish it right now. You know,
when's the last time you booted it up?
Oh, I mean, my PlayStation in general, I haven't booted up PlayStation. In-
All right, folks. Well, that's the show.
Yeah.
I haven't booted mine since I finished Spider-Man, I think. I don't know if anything's really come out since.
Same.
Then. I'll tell you this. Every time I boot my PlayStation, there's a new system. That's how often I play.
Same. All right, that's
it. Even when I was playing it every day, there was still like a system update every day. I just did one yesterday.
Yeah, I want to use it. It's just I just find like I'm just playing more games on my Steam Link or, you know, like so I can stay in the living room, but otherwise on my Xbox One. Like I'm just enjoying the Game Pass too, because like I said, I'm downloading games I haven't played before. Like I'm checking out like Monster Hunter.
Played God of War before, so why don't I?
Well, then I'll have to boot up the PlayStation. Let me go update the system real quick.
Yeah, go do that, and then by tomorrow it should be done. Have 8 to do, and then
So
I just said an hour. I didn't even say to finish it. I just said, hey, go play, get like an hour in. You need to play it.
Final Fantasy VII just announced that it's going to take up to 2 Blu-ray discs if you buy the physical copy.
Once again, that's just episode one.
That's 200 gigs, man.
Did they ever specify whether or not it's episodic? They never said anything here.
They didn't say it at the conference tonight.
They didn't, yeah, but they also...
And they showed the release of the art was a box for look like one game.
They
just said remastered edition. It didn't say anything about like episodic.
Yeah, that'd be cool if they put the whole thing. They only showed like the very, very beginning of them having the full thing done, because all the scenes that happened were at the like not even like I want to say an hour in. So,
all right, let's get out of here. We've come. We saw E3. We conquered. Nintendo's next. We'll talk about Nintendo during next week during the diner, so tune in for that.
Before we do that, 8-Bit Book Club is back. We made the votes over the weekend, and it looks like the final results are in. With the whopping 44% of the vote between 5 books. We're looking at Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas, Tears of My Soul, Kim Hun Hui. Sorry if I misspelled that or missaid it.
You did.
The Way of Kings by Brandon Sanderson. Kings of the Wild, Nicola Eames, and then We Are Legion, We Are Bob by Dennis E. Taylor.
Can I take a wild guess on which one won?
Sure.
We are Bob.
Why did you take a wild guess?
Because I just figured everybody loves sci-fi.
Well, with 44% of the vote, we are Legion. We are Bob. 8-Bit Book Club. We will get together soon. Check out our Discord if you would like to be a part of that. We will start reading soon. We will also be doing the audiobook, which is read by your boy, Ray Porter. Don't get too crazy, guys.
Cool. I found a better narrator now.
Yeah. No. But it's cool. So we're going to start reading that real soon. I'll start setting dates for when we'll meet our first book club. But yeah, feel free to come to our Discord. We're going to start doing these more often. Just get people reading. It's going to be a book club. If you read enough books, you'll get a free personal pizza from Pizza Hut. Asterisk, not guaranteed.
I looked up, really?
From who? I'm like, Kev, that's super generous.
It's the Book It Club.
All right, that's it. We're out. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, we're going to take two questions because we still have to record shit after this. So, maybe.
I'm just going to say.
Maybe we do it all Wednesday.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, me too. Because so we have enough to get through to then. All right, I'm your boy Jeremy.
I'm your boy Doug.
It's your boy K Dub over here.
You ruined it.
I ruin everything.
Until next week, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.